Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on July 5 regarding Benjamin Foster. I have not been provided, as you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Foster as described in my report of 3-2020. Paired, I have not been provided with any additional medical records to consider. Paired, he is now a 56-year-old male who recounts he was injured on 10-3-14 when he was rear-ended by a truck at a stoplight. Paired, as a result, he injured his neck and back and went to Lady of Lourdes emergency room. Period of further evaluation and treatment, including surgical procedures. Period on 4-21-22, he underwent radiofrequency ablation to the lumbar spine by Dr. Sabia, S-A-B-I-A. Period. He admits to previously being injured in a rear-end accident by a forklift in 2000. Period at that time, he was on a SEPTA vehicle. Period, he did injure his spine and underwent 2 epidural steroid injections at that time. Period, he denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period, physical exam. General appearance, he has multiple scars from gunshot wounds throughout his body. Period. One of these was a grazing wound obliquely at the right lower anterior rib cage, period. Subcutaneously in the left parathoracic region was a subcutaneous bullet. Period. There was also healed scarring posteriorly at the trapezius and left upper triceps. Period. On the volar aspect of the left forearm was a scar that he attributed to a dog bite when he was 11 years old. Period, he had another gunshot wound anteriorly at the left axilla where it meets the chest. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed dry hands. Period, the rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral, I'm sorry, lower extremity normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees. Period, extension bilateral rotation of the side band were accomplished fully. Period, he was tendered palpation in the midline at the lumbosacral junction. Period. Supine straight labors maneuvers at 85 degrees. Both elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 10-3-14, Benjamin Foster was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period, insert what's marked from my prior report. Since evaluated here, he conveys that he underwent radio frequency ablation to his lumbar spine earlier in 2022. Period, he asserts that he is still under the care of Dr. Sabia for pain medications. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries but admits to a incident in 2000 where he injured his spine and had 2 epidural steroid injections. Period. The paragraph of the current exam of Mr. Foster was quite unremarkable. Period. He had variable but ultimately full range of motion at the lumbar spine. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers did not cause radicular complaints at 85 degrees, comma, only low back tenderness. Period. This is not physiologically meaningful. Period. He did have full range of motion of the cervical thoracic spines as well as the upper and lower extremities. Period. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency will be inserted as marked.